he won't come back down. Oh, today we are reading a sound book. It has sounds in it. It has the sound of an owl. Sometimes people think owls are spooky. They think they're scary sounding. They sound like this. Ready? Hoo, hoo, hoo. You want to give me your best owl?
Hoo, hoo.
And some people think that's scary. But let's read about it, shall we? Our spooky story today about owls. Today's story is Owl Moon by Jane Yolen, and it's illustrated by John Schoenher. And I don't know if it is a scary story, but some people think owls are scary. So let's find out what this author has to say, shall we?
Oh.
Okay. It was late one night, long past my bedtime, when Pa and I went owling. What do you suppose owling is? There was no wind. The trees stood still as giant statues, and the moon was so bright, the sky seemed to shine. Somewhere behind us, a train whistle blew, long and low, like a sad, sad song.
Ooh.
Like that?
I could hear it through the woolen cap Pa had pulled down over my ears. A farm dog answered the train. Woof! And then a second dog joined in. Woof, woof, woof. They sang out, trains and dogs, for a real long time, and then their voices faded away and it was quiet as a dream. And we walked on towards the woods, Pa and I.
And we can see the woods. Boy, they are full of big, naked-looking trees. You can see their leaves, or their branches, but you can't see the leaves. The leaves have long since fallen off because it's cold. Because the season has changed now. You know, some people get snow as early as September in their homes.
Our feet crunched over the crisp snow, and little gray footprints followed us. Pa made a long shadow, but mine was short and round. I had to run after him every now and then to keep up, and my short, round shadow bumped after me. But I never called out. If you go owling, you have to be quiet. That's what Pa always says. I've been waiting to go owling with Pa for a long, long time.
Ooh, so you have to be quiet when you go looking for owls.
We reached the line of pine trees, black and pointy against the sky, and Pa held up his hand. I stopped right where I was and waited. And he looked up as if searching the stars, as if reading a map up there. The moon made his face into a silver mask, and then he called. The sound of a great horned owl.
Good job. Boy, you sound just like one.
And he called out, and then again. And after each call, he remained silent. And for a moment, we both listened. But there was no answer. Pa shrugged, and I shrugged. I was not disappointed. My brothers all said, sometimes there's an owl, and sometimes there isn't.
Ooh. Out in the cold and the darkness, calling for owls? That sounds kind of exciting, doesn't it?
We walked on. I could feel the cold, as if someone's icy hand was palmed down on my back.
That's spooky.
And my nose and the tops of my cheeks felt cold and hot at the same time. But I never said a word. If you go owling, you have to be quiet and make your own heat.
Oh my goodness. What a very interesting experience this little girl is having.
We went into the woods, and the shadows were the blackest things I had ever seen. They stained the white snow. My mouth felt furry, for the scarf over it was wet and warm. I didn't ask what kinds of things hide behind black trees in the middle of the night. When you go owling, you have to be brave.
Oh my goodness, I can see why some people might think this is a scary thing to have happen. What could be in there in the darkness in the black forest?
Then we came to a clearing in the dark woods. The moon was high above us, and it seemed to fit exactly over the center of the clearing, and the snow below it was whiter than the milk in a cereal bowl.
Well, now, I have seen milk in cereal bowls, and it must be that they are not having milk. They must not be having chocolate cereal, because that turns your milk chocolate. I guess not in this case.
I sighed, and Pa held up his hands at the sound. I put my mittens over my scarf, over my mouth, and listened hard. And then Pa called.
Hoo, 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 hoo.
Very good. I like your owl. You sound just like one. Yeah.
I listened and I looked so hard, my ears hurt and my eyes got cloudy with the cold. Pa raised his face to call out again, but before he could open his mouth, an echo came threading its way through the trees.
Do you think it's really an echo?
Pa almost smiled, and then he called back. Just as if he and the owl were talking about supper, or the woods, or the moon, or the cold. I took my mitten off the scarf, off my mouth, and I almost smiled too. The owl's call came closer from high up in the trees and the edge of the meadow. Nothing in the meadow moved, and all of a sudden, an owl shadow, part of the big tree shadow, lifted off and flew right over us. We watched silently with heat in our mouths, the heat of all those words we had not spoken. The shadow hooted again.
Ready?
Pa turned on his big flashlight and caught the owl just as it was landing on a branch.
Oh my goodness, it's a huge owl.
For 1 minute, 3 minutes, maybe even 100 minutes, we stared at one another.
Oh my goodness. In the picture, my friends, this owl is one enormous owl with bright yellow eyes. And lots of soft-looking feathers and sharp-looking claws.
Then the owl pumped its great wings and lifted off the branch like a shadow without sound. It flew back into the forest.
Time to go,
Pa said to me. I knew then I could talk. I could even laugh out loud. But I was a shadow as we walked home.
Ooh, she was so enchanted by seeing the owl that she stayed silent. My goodness.
When you go owling, you don't need words or warm or anything but hope. That's what Pa says, the kind of hope that flies on silent wings under a shining owl moon.
Wow. What a beautiful story. And what an amazing experience that little girl had. Turns out owls, though very large and possibly noisy, aren't quite so very scary, are they?
No, they're just animals.
Why do you think they're... If you
thought they were scary. Why do you think they were?
I think that some people might think they're scary on account of the sounds that they make. It awfully does. It does sound like they're asking a question.
Who?
Who? Who?
Who?
Who? But that could be also very silly. I don't know. Nevertheless, the experience was pretty chilling. And that, my friends, is... Say it with me. The...
Bye-bye.
End.